Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, guys. It's the Rad Reality Show. And tonight, Michelle has disappeared. I don't know what happened to her. Actually, she has to work. But I have a special guest co-host. But we will be back with that co-host in a second. We're going to kick off the show because I always like to play something cool to kick off the show. So we're going to play a little Hawk Nelson to kick it off. I believe we have a California girl on the phone line right now with us. Right, Lydia?
Yeah, I am the California born raised girl.
That's what when I was looking for a song, I was gonna pick Friends Like You or Friends Like Me. I can't remember the name, right? Anyways, I was gonna pick that song, and then I found that California, and I said, why don't we do a little tide of, California girl song, and who doesn't want to move to California? How's the weather out in California today?
Today, it's just a little bit windy, but the sun is still shining. I mean, I don't do well in any cold weather, so that's why I love California. The sunnier, the better for me, and I definitely live in the Sunshine State, so I feel very lucky, and I love California.
And Kevin is California, too. So I mean,
Kevin, San Diego, he's representing a little bit lower down in California, but
right.
SD is a pretty place, too.
So, I mean, like, California was the theme tonight, I thought, and Big Brother, Life After Big Brother. Kevin hasn't joined us yet. One of the reasons I'm kind of like stalling for a second because Kevin is not online yet. But we do have a person that's going to be taking chat questions. Her name is Zito in the chat room. Look for her. Zito, you there? Or Whitney, as we should be calling you now. Whitney is going to take our chat questions. You there?
I'm there. I'm here.
You want to... we have Lydia on the line.
Hi, Lydia.
Side. Hey, thanks for doing the chat questions. Those chats can sometimes, like, get so packed with questions. It, like, I can't read them all, and I get confused, and I'm like, wait, I want to talk to you. I want to answer you. Like, I'm sorry. There's just so many people sometimes, you know, that, like, pop up.
I don't mind at all.
Hey, thank you.
You know, pop your name in there for they know who you are. And what I'm going to ask you guys to do is, if you have a question, you're chicken to call in. and I call you chicken just because, you know, that's what you are. Pop it over to Whitney. Her name is Zito Girl 86. And she will answer. She will ask your question because Whitney is up on the line, and you got a free way. But you know what? I wanted to ask this question. And I'm going to get it over with. And after we get it over with, we'll just move on and we'll never talk, you know, about the question again. So, Jesse, where are you with Jesse? Just listen. Because I know the question is going to be asked. And that's what happened with April, when the whole April thing, when she was involved. So just give us an update with you and Jesse and everything.
Okay, the update with me and Jesse, I mean, there's nothing really to tell. We talk multiple times a day. He's a really close person to me and my life. It's unfortunate. He lives in Florida, and I live here in California. But when we do see each other, we have, like, the best time ever. He's great. I want him to do well in the wrestling arena and, like, hopefully all his, you know, dreams of becoming a professional wrestler will come true. But there's nothing bad to say between Jesse and I. We're all good. Everything's great. He's a doll. I know how he feels about me. So there's really, like, no juiciness. I wish there was, because I would tell you guys. But, you know, everything's all good.
Yeah, I just got tweeted 100 times. Why don't I have Jesse on tonight? Why don't I have Jesse on tonight? What about Jesse?
Because it's all about Kevin tonight, people. It's all about my sugar bear, the you know, last man standing. It's all about Kevin Campbell tonight. So we should all, you know, like, have amazing questions for Kevin and just think about Kevin. Trust me, I'm sure there'll be more Lydia and Jesse time. There'll be more Lydia and Jesse videos. Just right now, we're not hanging out with each other because he's in Florida. I'm in California. So,
yeah, so
everyone can just, you know, cool down.
Yeah, so any Jesse questions, you know, let's wait till next time we have him on the show.
Yeah, right?
Because he's been on the show, and if you guys missed that show, go into archives and listen to it. Okay, the next thing I want, because I still don't see Kevin's area coach yet. Okay, Russell, you've been hanging out with Russell. I mean, can you break that rumor and just say where it's...
Oh my God, okay.
Rumors are...
Russell is the coolest guy to hang out with. He is... just, Russell is like family to me. Everyone in my family loves Russell. I got to meet Russell's family and have dinner with them. They're amazing. Russell comes from a great family. I have a great family. And Russell and I, you know, each one of us is one of four siblings. So we have a lot in common. And Russell really did go into that house playing a game. And outside, he is fantastic. He's really become like a really close friend to me. I talk to him all the time. But we are just friends. Like, Russell is literally, like, one of my best girlfriends ever, and, like, he's, like, an older brother to me, so Russell is a great guy. There's no romance there. Sorry, he's a great, you know, gorgeous-looking guy, but it's just not there between Russell and I, so everyone can stop kind of thinking that, oh, Lydia moved Jesse to Russell, because it's not even like that, and you know what, it's just silly. I think sometimes people kind of want the big brother house guests to, like, live on or have, like, the show keep going, and it's kind of like, well, now that, you know, Russell's a cute guy, like, I'm a fun girl. Just because we're hanging out doesn't necessarily mean that anything romantic's going on at all. We just hang out and we have a good time and we're really good friends, and that's it.
Yes, and I wanted to break those rumors, and those are the two biggest rumors I think I saw. Is there any
Thank you, Ron.
Is there any other rumors that you want to break right now? Is it true? I mean, Young Yum, your daddy Yum Yum is not having babies, right? I heard that rumor.
No, Day Yum Yum. No, Day Yum Yum's not having babies. He's a boy, so I mean that would be kind of hard.
I just wanted to know. Are you gonna get Miss Yum Yum pregnant or anything? I mean, okay. I just wanted to.
Day Yum Yum is not dating yet. If he is, I do not approve.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. No rumors. You know, is there any other rumors that you've heard that you wanted to nip them in the bud before they?
All the rumors that, like, people say or people go, when Kevin, I, and Michelle were at Disneyland, like, somebody goes, Michelle, how can you be hanging out with Lydia and Kevin? They tried to poison you and kill you. We never tried to kill Michelle. We never wanted to kill Michelle. Like, that's something crazy that, like, Kevin and I both get. Like, why did you want to kill Michelle? It's like, we never wanted to kill her. So I don't know where you came up with that.
Kevin, is that true? Did you not want to kill her?
Hello?
Yes, Kevin, you're live.
Oh, you're
on the reality show.
Kevin Campbell made it!
Hey, Lydia.
Hey, Kevin.
So you never tried to kill Michelle, is that true?
I'm going to break it down for you. I did try to kill Michelle.
No, you didn't!
It is an exclusive that you're having right now. I try to murder the bitch.
No,
of course not.
I know. We were just talking about rumors. Is there any rumors that you want to nip in the bud before people get up here on this phone line and say, hey, Kevin, is this true that you're actually dating
Jeff?
Kevin, I guess we should tell everybody that you and I are adopting a little Japanese baby right now.
Either
me and you.
Either a Mandarin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Okay, we got the phone lines piled with people already. And
people want to talk to you.
Whitney, do you got any chat questions? But let's go to the first caller because she's been there for the longest. And let's move on. And it's 816. You're on the Rad Reality Show with Kevin and Lydia. So tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm calling from Missouri. How are you, Ron and Lydia and Kevin?
I'm doing great.
Hi.
Good. Well, I want to disclose I wasn't a fan of your guys' side of the house. I'll admit that, but I'm not a hater, and I'm sure you guys are great in real life. So I just wanted to say that first of all. But I did have a few questions. First of all, I just wondered if Kevin wanted to apologize to all of us in the red states for all the comments he made about us on the show.
Oh my God! Remind me, Lori, what I said.
Well, you and Shima talked a lot about people in the red states, kind of like we were ignorant and not with it as far as gay rights and brown people and just different comments you would make that I just thought were, you know, I know that's not how I am. People I know aren't like that in, you know, Missouri and Kansas and around here. I think the whole country is changing and more progressive. And you just, you know, a lot of comments. I'm kind of half joking, but you did make comments like, I know everybody in the house made comments about different things, not just you. So, but, yeah, you guys made a lot of comments about us red state folks.
You know, Lori, I do have to apologize for making sweeping generalizations like that. One of the great things that I got out of Big Brother was I discovered that I probably am a lot more closed-minded than I thought I was. I really did think America would hate me. I really did think America would not like me because I'm brown. Just because, you know, I mean, you know, I kind of felt that. And I realized that I kind of was the one that was carrying that sort of stereotype, and it wasn't America, because a lot of people that I've interacted with have been very, very accepting of me. So I definitely can apologize for that. But those type of comments, too, you have to understand, Lori, that if you ever do apply for the show and you get on the show, you do try to find a way to connect with people. And one way I connected with Shima is joking on that sort of level that I guess only me and Shima could understand.
Sure.
I, I think America understood when Jeff was joking when he wanted to stab people in the neck, and they can, you know, like he said he wanted to murder Michelle's family. So it's like when he makes jokes like that, America understood, and I was hoping that when I made jokes like that about, you know, poisoning Michelle, that it was understood that it was kidding, you know, like we're kidding here. Of course, if you were to make a little transcript and take me down what I said word for word, it sounds horrible, and I understand that, but I just hope that everybody understood that I was totally kidding, and there was some bias that I did carry with me, and I do definitely apologize for that.
Well, and I appreciate, and you're right, everybody on the show, I mean, they'd forget the cameras were on, and everybody said things. I'm just glad that you know that America isn't what it used to be, and that we have moved forward, and even in the red states, we don't all, you know, we're not ignorant hillbillies, and we don't feel that way. We're kind of half-joking, but...
I'm so proud to be American. I know that's so stupid. Oh, my God, I just
good.
Said that.
Okay.
But it's...
And then also, you and you comment, well, now this one I wanted to ask. You seem to, on the show, you always were, you know, talking behind the scenes that you felt like Jeff was using Jordan, and Russell was always talking about how he thought Jordan was playing Jeff and all that kind of thing. And I just wondered if you saw now what the rest of us saw when we watched the feeds and the show, that was real, and you didn't see everything going on in real life, that the looks and the touches and all that was completely real, and we're very excited about it.
Oh, no, I'll say this for Kevin. We all saw the touches, the cuteness and everything. Like, we all know how cute Jeff and Jordan are together. But, like, you got to understand, Jeff had a lot of power. Jeff got rid of a lot of, like, the people that helped out Kevin and I, like, in the house. So it's, like, don't necessarily want to, like, support them, or we didn't care. Like, because as far as, like, from what Kevin and I felt, like, you know, Jeff didn't take the time to get to know, like, Kevin on, like, a personal level. And you do get divided in the house, and you're not going to, like, want to spend time with everybody. And you're not going to care what two people are doing if they're not in your group.
Right. Well, right. I know initially Jeff was completely Lydia and Jordan, and, you know, till all that. But that's neither here nor there. I had one more question.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to get it in.
Yeah,
but, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Kevin, you and Nat commented several times there at the end that you wanted to keep Jordan because I think the quote was something like, because she was half a player and so dumb and she'd never win anything anyway. And I wondered if it kind of felt like now you kind of got slapped by the karma bitch.
You know... I do have to say that Jordan's strategy was kind of like my strategy to fly under the radar, and she did it better than me, and she definitely won, so I can't knock her. I've come to realize one thing, Lori, that Jeff and Jordan fans, you do not mess with, because they cannot do no evil. Jeff and Jordan are God,
so
and
right.
That's so true.
I cannot say anything that will convince people that they're imperfect, like the rest of us house guests, that they made mistakes. And me saying that Jordan was dumb, is like she couldn't tell time, and she admitted this. It's like, and then when I say it, it's like, how dare you say she's dumb? But she admitted she can't tell time. She doesn't know the difference between artichokes and avocados. Like,
and peaches and nectarines. So
it's like, I realize that I cannot say anything negative about Jeff or Jordan, so
it makes us look like assholes, pretty much.
No, really, you guys, I think out in the real world, you guys are, they just seem to play without the meanness, and I mean, they made some comments, too.
Jeff wanted to burn my bed. Like, Jeff said mean things, too. Jordan said mean things, too. It's just that you guys, they didn't edit those. They didn't put it out there. You know, like, in a way, I mean, Kevin, I'm just going to say this. The rest of us house guests made them look good. Because if you didn't have us, the ones that you hated or you didn't like or that were behaved badly, they wouldn't have looked as good as they did. So, like, you got to understand, you're getting an edited portion of, you know, what went on in that house, and they got the best edit. And like Kevin said, if you're a Jeff and Jordan fan, like, they can do no wrong, and that's fine and that's great. But, I mean, it's not like we were completely horrible, and it's not like they didn't make mistakes, too.
I completely agree with that. I think, like I said when I first called, everyone in there made comments that they probably wish they hadn't. Everyone was human, and in 3 months we're all going to say things that we don't want to or we regret. But, for example, Jordan not being able to tell time. Granted, there were general knowledge things that Jordan didn't know for whatever reason, but when it comes down to what mattered in life to her, which was friends and family and people, and, you know, like she would be upset if she had to nominate people because she didn't want them to leave and she was ruining their chance. I mean, just her heart was different, it seemed to me. And I'm not saying everyone else is bad. I'm just saying that Jordan, in the things that matter in life, Jordan was not dumb. She was, yeah, in some general knowledge things, she didn't have those, but she's not a dumb girl in the things that matter in life.
But again, the next callers and stuff, Lydia.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, just for the record, I didn't think she was as bad as,
Kevin, that was heavy. OMG.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I felt like it was heavy. And I was trying to figure out how to move on. And but Kevin, did you have anything you feel like you needed to say about that? I mean, on that subject. I mean, guys, and if we've talked about the subject, try not to bring it back up because I like Jeff and Jordan. And you understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
I feel like that was so heavy and everything. We can talk about Jeff and Jordan all day. Ask questions about Kevin.
About Kevin. Ask questions about Kevin, people.
Yeah, please.
Well, I mean, I don't mind answering Jeff and Jordan questions because that's the reality of the situation. Is they're
right.
Wildly popular and they're people that die for them. So I.
Yeah, but I want everyone to know. Kevin and Lydia do not have a problem with Jeff and Jordan, okay? We both reached out to them. We both, put out the effort. There's no, I mean, I don't know about you, Kevin, but I don't have any, animosity towards them. So people, okay.
What I find interesting is I don't know if callers would call in during Jeff's interview. Let's say, for example, if Jeff and Jordan were to do an interview
last week.
Would they be, calling in saying, hey, Jeff, you underestimated Kevin. How does it feel to be slapped by the karma bitch by thinking that he was a weak player? Because Jeff underestimated me. He thought he could totally beat me. It even made it on the show where he's like, oh, man, we can get rid of Kevin, no problem. And then I got him out. So I doubt people are calling him, how does it feel, Jeff, to get slapped by a karma bitch by Kevin? You know what
I'm saying? I see what you're saying. And last week, most of the questions were to Jeff. It was Jeff because Jeff was on my show last week. It was about Jeff. It wasn't about Kevin. It wasn't about Lydia.
So let's have Kevin questions.
Yeah. And Whitney, you have any questions in the chat room?
I do not have any questions, but I just wanted to say, Kevin, you have some of the best DRs. I loved your diary room. I cannot wait until you went in there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this just happened. What is Kevin going to say? You seriously had the best DRs all season.
I have to say the producers made me look a lot more fabulous than I actually am.
Oh, stop being modest.
My God. Okay, I just had to do that. Sorry. Let's go to the next caller and hope for the best. 904. Name
me.
Where you're calling from. Yeah, that's you.
Hello, this is Rita from Jacksonville.
Hey.
Hi. I cannot believe I'm talking to you guys. This is wonderful. Kevin, hello.
Hello.
Beautiful Lydia, hello. Hello, Ron.
Oh, hi. You're sweet.
Listen, I have two questions for each of you guys, and they have nothing to do with the game, and maybe that's a good time that I just called in to get away from that stuff. Kevin, hello, hon.
How are you?
I would like to know, if you don't mind answering, I follow you on Twitter, and you went and had dinner with your parents, I think, and did something I think you would, did that go good?
It went really well. We actually had dinner at their house. My dad actually contacted me, and I told my boys, I was like, hon, they want to have dinner, they want to meet you, and he almost crapped in his pants. He's like, what? Why don't you?
That's so great.
And
that's great.
I thought it was so awkward, but they actually, it was very, very comfortable. They were very nice. They made me feel like I was totally accepted, like nothing was wrong. And so it was actually very nice that actually went down post Big Brother.
Great. I'm so glad. Being a gay woman, I am glad to hear that. And so now that you, are you going to think that you have things in the future like Thanksgiving or something, you know, Christmas, whatever?
I don't know, baby steps. I think right now phone calls are good little steps. I want to go at whatever pace they want to go at. I don't want to push them.
And, sure.
I'll take whatever they'll give me.
But you paved the way, and that's great. I'm so glad to hear that. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Good for you, sweetheart. Sweetheart Lydia.
Hi.
Hi, honey. I follow you on Facebook and Twitter and or Twitter or whatever the water is. I do have another question for you, and it's not game related.
Okay.
I'm curious to know. I definitely love you, and I follow everything that you do.
Oh, thank you.
I think that you're very beautiful, and when you were out there in the backyard yelling for your lesbians, I was yelling at my computer, but you couldn't hear me. Anyway. No, seriously, what I was wanting to know from you is you seem to be very talented. You are, and you've got all these different designs. My question, and I was a big follower of Natalie on BB9. Please don't kick me and hate me, but I really did. I liked her. She's turned around her talent. You seem to have a very talent, and you have a ton of followers. Who would, I mean, do you see that? And what is your future? I think is what I'm wanting to ask. I think you're very talented. I mean, you could turn that into something.
Kevin and Russell are the two house guests that have actually, like, seen my artwork and seen what I do. I actually, like, I make dolls, I make jewelry, I make hair things, I do paintings, I, like, actually make clothing. Like, there's so many artistic outlets that I do every day.
I know you just turned it into a door.
I know, it's just the whole problem with that is, like, I need you know, money to do it with, and that's one of the main reasons why I went on the show is because the money, if I could have won, was to go to, like, having a store and, like, showcasing amateur artists, because I know so many amazing people that, you know, like, there needs to be a platform for people who, you know, just because you might not have the money to put yourself out there, like, there needs to be a place, I think, definitely in Los Angeles where, you know, amateur artists like myself can showcase like a few pieces of their work, because I'm slowly trying to get my stuff up online, and like Kevin has seen like what I do and like what my potential is. So I think Kevin's going to help me with the website once things have kind of like calmed down. But yeah, I mean, slowly but surely.
Online.
I'm slowly but surely.
You know, how much do you think that you would need? Honestly,
if I had at least like $8,000, I can make it like stretch like no other. Like, I am definitely like a bargain girl, but
okay,
I think like all I would need, yeah.
If you got every one of your Twitter followers to give you a dollar, you would have that and more. I would give 100. So
You're
just saying, put that out there and say, look, would you invest in this to get you up? And your followers are lovers, and they're very good people. You've been very good to your fans, and I love that. I love it when people come out, and I've only watched since season 8, and but still, you are definitely one of my favorites going in because you were bisexual. And you know, I was a little pro with you and Kevin, and I wanted you to. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, put that out there and say, look, guys. I know you respond to your fans. You're a good fan. You know, both of you
Thank
guys are.
You. I appreciate, and I know Kevin appreciates. Like, I appreciate everyone that's supporting me and Kevin, and thank you for the confidence booster. And I'm shying. I'm a little fish right now, but I hope to be, you know, a staple in the art, fashion kind of makeup world.
If you give me a dollar, I'll send you this. And you see what I'm saying? I don't know. I just want you to get on your feet and show all your. I want you to get ahead. I want you to make
it. Thank you.
Wonderful. And I enjoyed it so much, Kevin. You too.
We got lots of calls, so we better move on to
thank
the next
call. Thank you, Ron. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
I can't believe how many calls. It's, like, lit up, and I'm going to try to push through them. And so if you have questions, make sure you have them ready. When I call your area code out to – and, Kevin, you're popular tonight, buddy. You got lots of callers. Let's go to the next one. It's 763.
Hello, this is Paul Reed from Minnesota.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Lydia.
How are you?
Doing well. I hope you are as well.
So, yeah, I'm good.
I guess you guys had a good time at Disneyland the other day. Still waiting for the video, but I know you have so much you're doing.
Yeah, I'll hopefully have video of Kevin, Michelle, and myself up later tonight. Kevin was hilarious at Disneyland.
Kevin.
Yeah,
there.
So much fun.
Kevin.
Oh.
One of the things I loved the most watching in the house was when you tried to counsel Lydia. And you were so point on, but so frustrated when she didn't really hear you. Do you still, as you're outside of the house, try to counsel her, or is that all over?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God, Paul, that is such a good question. I was
losing
my
Kevin,
mind.
You're my,
let him
you're my lifetime therapist.
You know, what's funny is when I was going through the casting process, they would ask me how I deal with females, and I was like, oh, my God, with females, like, I'm so comfortable with, and I'm going to be, like, the gay therapist. And sure enough, there comes Lydia, and, you know, instantly I bonded with her. I really liked her, and I genuinely cared about Lydia beyond the game, and I really did just care about her, and I wanted to make sure that she was okay beyond the game, you know, just like in general. And so, you know, none of those females in the house listened to me. Not a single female listened to anything I had to say.
I know, I'm sorry.
What the hell happened? But I tried to, like, talk to Shima and talk her down. Couldn't get to Natalie. Couldn't get to Lydia. Jordan was on another planet. And Michelle, you know, didn't trust me, or I don't know. So none of the girls just wanted to hear what I wanted to say. But with Lydia, I definitely tried, so.
Yeah, you should. I should probably, like, send you a check or something for all the therapy you gave me in that house.
Do you still provide it for her now?
Of course, yeah, she definitely, I don't want to intrude too much on Lydia's life, but anything that she would welcome, I would give her any advice that I can give. But Lydia has actually a pretty good head on her shoulders. I've learned to trust her instincts a little bit more, and she has good instincts, just like Jordan has.
Even though I, like, might come off crazy, like, I was spot on a few things.
Absolutely. Two more questions. I don't know if you can address them, but there's some question about Neurodork, fake Twitter. Can you address that at all? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I have
yeah,
no idea.
Twitter. Neurodork's mom?
Yes, I didn't want to give the exact out, but anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know. You would have to ask Michelle. We definitely asked her about that in Disneyland, and she had a whole little angle on that. So I think that's probably better for Michelle to ask.
For Michelle to ask, yeah.
I agree. And I just have to know, did you ever watch my Light a Rose video?
See, which one is that? Remind me.
That's for Lydia.
Oh.
No, I think I did. Like, my computer, for some reason, like, was it linked to, like, a YouTube? Because if it's any other, like, server, for some reason, like, the computer blocks it.
TwitVid.
Yeah, no, for some reason, I can't watch those, and I don't know why.
I'll put it on YouTube for you.
Thank you.
So good talking to you. I'd love to talk to you all night, but I know there's others that want to listen. And
Thank you, Paul, for calling.
Oh, thank you, Paul, for calling in.
All right, thanks, guys.
You always have
Bye.
Fun, Paul.
Bye.
He really does have some good questions, always. Paul's become a regular caller, it seems like, on Mondays.
Cool.
Whitney, you got two questions you said over there, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay, first question. People want to know in the chat room, do either of you still talk to Natalie?
Hell no!
Okay, let's address this first. Okay, so I know you don't, because I know you want to beat her still, right?
Just no. Lydia, Natalie, no. Kevin, answer.
Kevin, your turn.
I have talked to her, and I texted her and stuff like that.
Okay. Winnie, next question.
And the second question comes from Nick, and he wants to know, Kevin, do you talk to Jesse?
Oh, my God. I haven't talked to Jesse, haven't I? I've not actually talked to her before. Actually, I've not done anything, really.
Do you not talk to many people, Kevin, other than the ones you hang out with in California? Is that what you're pretty much saying?
I thought I Twittered Jesse or something. Maybe I didn't. No, I've talked to everybody except, I guess, Jesse, Jeff, Jordan, and Brayden.
Okay. I understand. Yeah. Whitney, you got one more, you said?
I do have one more. And people want to know, after watching the show, are you shocked by things that by things people said, good or bad, you know, in their diary rooms since they've left the show? Are you shocked by anything that you've seen?
Who's this? For Lydia?
No, this is for both of you.
Shocked? Like, I mean, I think it's just kind of a little bit unrattling when you thought one situation was going a certain way, and then I never knew Shima was supposed to be a pawn. That was surprising within the first week. They're just like little surprises, but I don't think there's anything completely like shocking. I obviously was kicked off about the whole I'm gonna play it off like I'm 18 bit, but I don't think there's anything like that just totally, you know, shocked me. What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, when I watched the episodes, the thing that made me jump off the couch and be like, oh my God, was when things didn't happen the way they did. So when things were said or when things were, like, made to appear a certain way and they didn't happen that way, that's the only time I was like, oh my God.
You start cursing at the TV and you're like, screw you, that's not what you told me. This didn't happen before this event and that conversation happened a week before. They're showing it and... It's just, that gets frustrating, is the edit portion.
But other than that, I think one of the, I know this is going to be not going to go over well, but whatever, I'm going to say it. One of my pet peeves is when people come up to me and be like, now that you've seen the show, do you feel differently about Natalie or something like that? Or now that you've seen the show, do you realize why Jeff is so awesome? And I'm like, I lived in the house for 3 months. I was there. Like, I lived it. I mean, my God. So it's like nothing that I've seen that's like, oh, whoa, that's so surprising. Because the only things that I didn't actually get to see or have a sense of, because you have to go off a lot of sense, is the diary room session. But
yeah, other than that.
I mean, the diary room didn't even surprise me. So it's like, any little thing that happened, I thought, oh, yep, I suspected that was going on. Oh, I knew that she was going to say something like that. Like, everything that happened is either I heard myself, heard from somebody else in the house, or my instincts in the house were telling me that that was going on. So I can't really say anything shocked me that occurred in the house other than the editing.
Well, Whitney will be standing up here till Panther's going to be coming out in line soon. When Panther comes up, Whitney will be jumping off because Panther's going to be on the line. You know who Panther is, right?
Yeah.
She's going to be coming on in a second. But let's take a caller. She's calling in, Panther is. Let's take a caller while we wait for Panther. 480, you're up.
Hey, this is Patrick from Phoenix.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, today is, like, the best day ever. Kevin and Lydia are on Blog Talk, and Sarah Palin's book comes out. Like, come on.
The stars are aligned.
What? Oh, I know, right?
Stars are aligned.
And Lydia is, like, the definition of perfection, and Kevin is just, like, fabulous, so it's perfect. But anyways, I know you have a lot of callers, so I'll try to make it fast. Why did you not want to take Natalie to the final three? Is it because you thought she'd beat you, personal reasons, or what?
Yeah, Patrick, you got it right. It was because I thought she would beat me. I thought she had the whole jury on her side.
Kevin!
Shame. There's no way I can actually beat her, and I was 100% going to take Jordan. I was not on Team Natalie towards the end because I started to realize, like, something's not adding up. There's a lot of, you know, she doesn't have my interest in mind, so, yeah.
Yeah, the Pandora's box, I think, really messed with her. You started catching on to her, and I was like, no, I wanted you and Natalie to go to the final so bad, but unfortunately
really?
That didn't happen. Yeah, because I knew Jordan was going to win if she made it to the final two, and I did not want Jeff and Jordan to win because, like you said, her fans are like, their fans, I should say, are lunatics, and they're like, oh, my God. So I knew if they won, that would be the biggest ego boost ever. And it's like, no, they can't do it. They can't do it. I was like totally Kevin, Lydia, Shima, Natalie the entire game, but that didn't really happen. Oh, yeah.
You're like
the first person I've ever met that said that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick was the biggest supporter of you guys.
He was, Kevin, Patrick loves Natalie, too, so.
Yeah, he loves Natalie. I mean,
I know, I know that you guys don't necessarily get along, or I don't know about Kevin and Natalie, but, like, Lydia and Natalie, but, like, I love you for you, I love Natalie for Natalie, like, you all bring something different that
Patrick,
I like.
Patrick's awesome, Kevin, Patrick's awesome.
For sure, and also, like, that one person who from Jacksonville said, if you totally do the donation thing, I would totally send you a few bucks to start up your art, because, like, I've seen a few of your makeup stuff, and, like, I've never seen any of your art, but your makeup stuff's, like, amazing, so I imagine you can.
Aw, you're too sweet.
No, I have to say thank you to Patrick, too, because he donated to me, and you guys can donate. I'll talk about that in the show. But, yeah, Patrick will donate, I know, and I would, too, Lita.
Patrick, send me a letter, so then I can, like, send you, like, a little drawing or painting back. Jeez.
Yeah, well, I know you said on Facebook, like, I have a P.O. box now, but then I never saw, like, the P.O. box address, so.
Oh, I'll put it back up there.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
We'll I want to make sure we put that out tonight, too. Do you know it by heart and everything? So we put that out before the show's over with.
Yeah,
cool.
Well, I know you guys have a lot of fans, and I just love you both. And, I don't know if I should ask this, Kevin. I was always wondering throughout the game, are you a top or a bottom?
Oh, my God. Patrick, I'm going to hang up on you. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Patrick, you have the best question.
But Patrick is the guy that did ask about the length of somebody's. Oh my gosh, Patrick! You always have to throw a curveball in. But he's a cornerstone of the show, actually. So I can't never not pick him up. Okay, I do have a question for you, Kevin. Myself, I haven't asked many questions, but this is a question I've been dying to ask you. So, like, when the girls were all crying, what were you really going through your head when Jesse left the house?
Oh, you know, the producers got that 100% right. There was no, like, they actually pared that down, because I want to say that lasted for a good solid 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking.
Yeah, we watched down the feeds.
Okay, it was a little bit. And I was just like, and the girls knew this, too, so I wasn't, like, rolling my eyes behind their backs or whatever. They knew that I did not like Jesse in the house. So it was just like, oh, my God, these girls are over the top. I mean,
yeah.
I had to do everything in my power to either not laugh or get
up. We were doing it for you, Kevin. You should have heard me. I was in a chat room, and I was just bawling out laughing at these guys. And then, Michelle Costa, who is normally my co-host on the show, I was text messaging her, these guys are taking it past you. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was, like, you know, texting.
Well, I'm glad we could give you guys some entertainment at our own expense. Like, yeah, looking at it now, it was funny. But we lost the one person that, like, won and protected us. So it was kind of devastating.
I think the wine had something to do with it, too.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Well, I'm going to bring up Panther right now. Panther's going to continue on. And, Whitney, I'm going to let you join the chat room for you guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Whitney.
Thank you, Whitney.
You're welcome.
Whitney is my new my new substitute question asker and everything. She does a great job when Panther's not available, and these two are going to share it. So I wanted to make sure they both get a chance. And thank you, Panther. You're up on the line, buddy.
Thank you. Hi, Lydia. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Panther.
Now, Panther, you're going to have to speak up a little louder because I can't hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, much better.
Okay.
So, how are you doing, Panther, tonight? You're in the chat room. So, guys, if you have any questions, now send it to Panther since she's here. And before the show's over with, we'll be talking about a subject that I know Lydia is
going to be.
You mean
where
going.
I just was?
Yeah, we'll wait till towards the end. I want to wait till the towards the end, and we'll. I got a big old plan for it. And everything.
Yeehaw.
So we'll
bring it.
Go, but let's go to a caller because we got callers, and I want to try to get everyone through tonight that wants to call in and talk. The 347, you're
hey.
Up now.
Hey, what's up, Lydia and Kevin?
Say your name. Where you calling to from? For we.
Oh, sorry. What's up? This is Nikki from New York. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki from what? New York.
I follow
I love your accent.
Thank you, guys. I follow you on Twitter, and I always see you with Lady Gaga songs. Like
oh, my God, I love Lady Gaga. You have no idea.
I got the biggest present for you and Kevin. You ready? I'm going to mail you out some sick remixes of Linkin Park mashups with Britney Spears, mashups with Lady Gaga, because I DJ in New York City, and I always see you listening to the song. So I'm going to give you the rock mashups, and I'm going to be sending them to you in your P.O. box.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to send one to you, Kevin, but I'm going to mail it to her in Lydia's mailbox.
Oh, my God.
All
I
right?
love all
Oh, my God. You're
okay?
so sweet.
And I just have to say two things that I thought was hysterical. The Justin Jordan fans, you got to calm down. I told my mom, too. She loved them, but after a while, my mom's like, all right, this is getting annoying.
Right? But, my mom loves them. My mom is on me about Jeff.
But I got to tell you guys something. Kevin, you were spot on about one thing. Every time a guy left, the girls looked like they were going to put a rope around their neck and hang themselves. I was like, guys,
you
guys. I was going to say, guys, you're going to see them in 3.5 weeks. This isn't the end of the world. I'm like, guys, are you kidding me? You know, I'm like, Lydia, you were funny. I have to give you your props. You were funny. But the only way I understand is, why didn't you guys want to get rid of Jesse week two? He knew that whole game inside out. It had nothing to do with him personally. I think he was a great player, and I did say from this day, I'm like, you can't hate him. He played a great game. But the only way I got confused is, wouldn't you guys want to get him out because he was from last season and he knew how to play the game? I was just curious about that. Did you guys ever feel that way or no?
Oh, yeah.
Because
I
know, we couldn't get... Jesse was part of the alliance that had all the power.
The athletes had that, like, protection thing, which screwed with everything, you know?
Yeah, but you
so
guys,
hard.
I wish you guys could watch it, but the person in the house that had the most power, that was underestimated but played the victims a lot of time, was Jeff. Jeff had the power week four. He had the
Jeff was a
power.
Smart cookie.
Want to know why?
He was really smart.
He ran. Russell was the downfall of your whole alliance. When he made that deal and said, when he made that deal and told Jeff, I won't put up you and Jordan, I went, this guy's an idiot. I said, because he just sold his whole alliance out. And then right after that, Shima got knocked out. He got knocked out. You got knocked out. I was like, whoa. And then once when I saw Kevin, when I saw you were with those two girls, I said, oh, man, Kevin's got to win the last HOH or he's screwed. Because once I saw you, when you know when you used to go in the hot tub, with Natalie and Jordan, like when it was the three yous at
yeah.
the end, I said, oh, man, I said, Kevin's going to win the last HOH. I said, because Jordan's never going to take him. Because all Jordan kept saying is, I will not take him. Jeff will kill me. And I said, oh, shit. And then everyone was saying, I really wanted you to win at that point because I was like, I can't have Natalie win. I'm sorry. She didn't do anything. I said,
I love you.
Yeah, and I said at that point, and, you know, that's all I had to say. And, like, Jordan and Jeff, I mean, whatever. I mean, it was a show. I just think you guys had the best season. I think you were all, like, the best season, like, out of all the seasons. The only thing that you guys missed is I wish you had Janelle in your season, and you guys would have been forget it. It would have been over.
Me
but
too.
You guys,
I know, right?
You guys had the best seasons, and anytime someone answers you about Jeff and Jordan, just just go la 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 la, and that's it. But other than that, it's a game, and it's like we're hitting Christmas time, so like everyone should like get over the game and just have fun and all stars, and that's it. But I'm mailing you guys your CDs, so Lydia, I'm gonna.
Thank you so much. Okay.
I'm mailing it to Lydia too, so have fun.
Rock on. Thank you for calling in.
Rock on. Bye.
Rock on. Yeah. Yeah, Christmas time is coming up, and we're going to be talking about Christmas in a little bit. Something I wanted to make sure we address before the show is over with. And I want to take a moment. I have a webpage. It's the www.theradrealityshow.us. I'm kind of asking for donations now, too, because I got some expenses. So if you guys get a chance, you want to go donate, there's a donation button on there. Just $5 will help me out. So, and then you get put into drawings. I'll be going to an event coming up in a couple weeks that I'm going to get everyone's autograph, and we'll be raffling that off. And anybody that donates will be put into the raffle and stuff like that. So thank you guys for helping me out, and the ones that already donated and everything. So I had to do that little commercial. And now we're going to go to – hey, Panther, you got any questions over there in the chat room yet?
I do have one. One for Kevin and one from Lydia.
Okay, let's do them.
One of them says, okay, for Kevin. Did Kevin's thoughts game-wise for Natalie change when she took the Pandora's box? When exactly did his thoughts on going to the final two with Natalie take a turn?
Ooh, good question, Panther. God, it's so hard for me to remember exactly the moment, but I do remember... It was around the Pandora's box time. There were three incidences when I was like, you know what, this is third strike you're out. And the third strike was a Pandora box where she basically gave up her right to play in the veto competition.
Right.
Because what we did is we've been working for a week or so to stack the odds in our favor for this particular veto competition, because that particular veto competition is like the most important competition of the whole freaking game. And more important than HOH. So we were like, oh, God, we got to, like, make sure we win this veto. And then she just gives it up for what I thought was, like, a Hawaiian vacation because she wouldn't tell us the truth. I didn't even believe that it was a real proposal. I still, when I was in the house, thought it was like she got a trip to Paris or something. So I was like, she just gave up her right to claim this veto. It's game over. You know, like, first chance I get, I'm going to get her out. And all those conversations I had with Michelle and Jordan were 100% genuine. I was really trying to get these girls on my side to get Natalie out of the house. And unfortunately, because we didn't really work with each other, me, Natalie, and Jordan, they were kind of not, like, just, you know, not, they were kind of wary about what I was saying, so they didn't want to trust me, I guess. But I really wanted to get them out. I mean, get her out. And, you know, I remember that was one of the moments I was like, oh, God, she got the gal.
I think when you started changing your mind is when you had your Pandora box.
Yeah, when she didn't get the key.
When you saw her, like, just going back out there for all the money and just, like...
Yeah, and you know what, Panther? What you're right, because the thing is, like, on the monitor, I can see the wench. She was, like, she didn't look for the key, and she didn't know I had a monitor in there. So afterwards, I was like, oh, thanks, Natalie, for not looking for the key for me. And she swore on her life that she did. And I thought, wench, I saw you on a monitor. So that's when I was like, oh, my God, if this girl can swear up and down like she's doing right now about something that I saw with my own two eyes, then that means she's really liking the game. And that's when I was like, oh, God, this is not
good. Kevin, Natalie went into the house lying. She left the house lying. Like, nothing she ever said in the house was the truth. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. I mean, she was a major liar, and it sounds like she was a little klepto, too, before the show was over with, you know. Is that true?
I don't know.
Well, Kevin, all I have to say...
Okay, Panther, did you have one more question you said?
Yeah, I have one for Lydia. It says, for Lydia, has she seen Natalie's proposal on the show? And what were her thoughts on how that went down?
When I saw that she got, you know, to see her boyfriend, now fiancé, Jason is his name, I think it is, that was, I mean, who wouldn't want to see somebody, you know, from the outside? It was kind of an awkward proposal because I think she was just kind of shocked, you know, because obviously Natalie was in game mode the whole time. So it was just kind of, it was awkward. I mean, if someone were to propose to me and I, you know, was madly in love with them, I wouldn't say, hell yeah. I would be like, conjugal visit, get in the bed. Like, I totally would want to be all over you. And the one part that I thought was kind of unfair about that whole proposal is that her boyfriend slash fiance now told her that people didn't like her. So he technically gave her outside information that led Natalie to believe, like, okay, like, now I kind of know how America's viewing me or how people on the outside view me. And she tried to, like, I think that gave her a little bit, you know, of an edge. So I thought that was a little bit unfair. And I really do wish when Natalie opened that Pandora's box that I could have been there waiting for her and been like, listen, since you opened it, now I get to come back in the game. Because it seemed like no matter what, her opening it, there were no consequences. Yeah, she couldn't play in the veto, but so what? She knew that she was, you know, going to go to the end. So I think kind of like it would have been a little bit more interesting if one of us jury members could have come back in the game.
Yeah, I think it would have been nice to have her get a little sting too.
Exactly, because I don't see anywhere in this game where it really, like, screwed with her. It didn't. Like, she pretty much got, like, a lot of perks and stuff. And, you know, I mean, but that's, like, a testament to her gameplay, which was good. I'm not going to knock her on that. I just don't care for her. So, yeah.
Okay, let's go to another phone call. And we get another caller up. It's 316.
Hey, it's Kansas.
Oh, my God.
I'm having so much
hello.
Fun.
Hello.
This is so cool. Thank you, Mom, for putting this together.
No problem.
So how you guys doing?
I'm good.
Hi,
thank
Linda.
You.
How you doing, baby?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm cracking up. You're making me laugh so much.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I can make you laugh. I'm glad.
You're awesome. You're awesome. Kevin, hi.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you too, you know?
That's good to talk to you.
So how are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
That's you're always fabulous. Well, honestly,
that's
Kevin,
true.
You were fabulous until you hooked up with Natalie.
You
weren't fabulous when you were with her, darling. I'm sorry. I hated when you hooked up with her. I really did. And I'll tell you something. I agree with you guys. I'm so glad other people have called in, too. I know Ron's a big Jeff fan. I was a Jeff fan. I was never a Jordan fan. I never lumped the two of them together. I thought she was kind of like a noose around his neck. But I saw what you guys were talking about, okay? And I'm not a hater, but I'm not happy that the girl – it kills me that she won. It really does.
Well, I mean, out of the options, Jordan's a good person, a good girl, so
Kevin,
I gotta
look to you on this one, okay? Because I heard what you were saying before about getting Natalie out, and everything you saw, the way she treated you, Kevin. Oh, I'd be screaming at the TV. It's like, open up your mouth to her. She treated you so terribly. The way she talked to you, I don't want to do this, Natalie. I'm tired. Get up, Kevin. You're doing it. It pissed me off so badly the way she treated you. And that night, when Jordan's sitting there twirling her hair and saying, please take me. You can trust me, Bubba. Oh, I knew she was BSing you. And I'm thinking, don't listen to her. Please take Michelle. You knew Michelle wanted to get Natalie out. So why did you pick her over? Michelle! Oh, Kevin, I could have killed you! Why?
You know, I talked to Michelle when we went to Disneyland this weekend. I was like, Michelle, break it down for me. Were you really going to team up with me to get Natalie?
Yes.
She was like, yes. And I was like, Michelle, don't say that. Because honestly, at the time, I did not believe Michelle.
Oh, Kevin, but why would you think Jordan was telling you the truth?
I didn't think she was telling me the truth either. I thought the lesser of the two evils. I thought, well, I believe both of them are lying to me. Both want to get me out, but I think you knew how
Michelle felt about Natalie. You knew for a fact that Michelle.
No,
did
really
not want
though.
Am I right, Lydia?
No, not really. Like with the whole Michelle thing, because I never remember Michelle vocalizing how much she didn't like Natalie.
Oh God,
that's just me though.
Oh, all the
you ever remember that? Kevin, do you remember her ever, like, being vocal about that?
Yeah, I do remember her being a little vocal.
Oh, my God,
that,
all the time.
Maybe behind closed doors, because where you guys didn't hear it. I think maybe she did it, like, behind closed doors, though.
Oh.
Oh, but, Kevin, you remember that night when you guys were playing pool and Natalie, you and Natalie were playing pool, Michelle's walking by, and Natalie says to her, so, final three?
Yeah,
she looks at her and says, hell no.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So.
Oh, it killed me, Kevin, because I really, out of those three, I really wanted you to win.
Oh,
I was sick. I did. I wanted you to win. Before you, I'll be very honest. I did want Michelle to win, but when it came down to you three, I really, really wanted you to win. It killed me. The fact that Natalie won anything was just like the worst.
Oh.
But speaking of what Ron Rad said, you know, because there's been a lot of controversy about your infamous hoodie. And people, you know, have been saying, you know, why is it such a big deal? Even Natalie said that. Why is it such a big deal? He gave it to me. Blah, blah, blah. No, you didn't. We saw this. And the way she took that, your boyfriend, it pissed me off. And it pissed others off, too. It was the point of the way she took it from you. Because you were saying, no, Natalie, you know, I want it. It's mine. Oh, no, it's mine, Kevin. She always got what she wanted. Why?
You know what's funny, though, is she says she's going to give it back to me when I go to her wedding. So it's like a good little excuse for me to go see her.
Yeah, because we don't have, you know, post offices, but whatever.
That's right. I agree with you.
Did you ever get your hoodie back?
No. He's...
No, she's going to give it to me in person.
I hope so. Because that's your damn hoodie. She did not deserve to take that hoodie.
Okay.
She
could have
taken something else if he wanted to give it to her. But just the way she did it, that's why people were so pissed.
Right.
And were making such a big stink about it, because we saw the way it went down.
Right,
it was just
right,
the way
right.
she treated you, Kevin. I hate the
right.
freaking bitch. I really do.
Okay, thank you for the call, Kansas. thank you for the call.
Wait, can I say something, though?
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin, you can say whatever you want today.
I do like Natalie. I don't want it to be like we're bashing Natalie. I 100% I accepted her in the house. Whenever she said something mean to me, I had the opportunity to say something mean back, and I didn't. So it wasn't like she was actually saying anything that bothered me. Anything that bothered me, I would actually correct her. So same with Jeff and Jordan. Like when Jeff and Jordan would say something that bothered me, I would say, hey, stop saying gay or stop saying fag, and they did stop. And same with Natalie. Whenever she would do something that would rub me the wrong way, I would say, hey, back it up, and she would. So it's not like I would be telling Natalie, stop being mean to me, and she would be a bully and be mean to me. It was like I gave her that permission. So.
Right.
Because I liked her.
You were great in the house, Kevin. I mean, as you really you really knew how to get far in the game, and you played the game really good, and I was, you know, throughout the whole season, you know, I mean, as you played, I know if Michelle was here, Michelle Costa, she was a big supporter of you throughout the season, too, whenever we did our show and stuff.
The Portuguese princess?
What? Yes. The first.
Oh, I love her.
Yes, and she wanted to tell you guys, sorry that she's going to be here, and everything. The fans, too, that she had to work today, and that's one reason I asked Lydia to join me. And then I said, hey, why don't we call Kevin and get Kevin on the show? Because, Kevin, this is the first time on my show, and I'm glad you were able to be on it. I do have a website that I go to, a forum. It's called All About Big Brother, and they put some questions in my thread today. And I'm going to pick one of them or two right now and read them to you. And if they're to Kevin, I'm going to ask the Kevin ones because it's Kevin's show today. How does your boyfriend feel about your newfound fame? I mean, does he enjoy it? Does he feel awkward when fans see you out with him? What does he think about that? You don't have to answer it.
Well, first, I don't think any of us on Big Brother are famous. I think we're recognizable. I think there is a difference because famous
right.
means we have talent. Like, we're actors and we have talent. We are just people that happen to be on a reality show. So being recognizable,
right.
he's been very, very, very sweet. about it, because, you know, I'm kind of imposing this on him, and he's been very supportive, and I do love him for that, so.
And another one, and this is, these questions came from that girl from the site, give her a little plug. What do you think, would you like to go into show business? I mean, would you like to do show business? Would you like to do anything in the business?
I have no talent. I cannot sing. I cannot act. I don't want to become an actor 100%. I do not want to become an actor. If anything, I would want my YouTube account to blow up, my YouTube channel, which is K Campbellicious. If anything, that's what I want to be, is a YouTube superstar. But I don't want to become, like, you know, an actor.
Right.
I can't act.
No. I mean, I understand what you're saying. And then another person, Happy for Life, another forum person from the All About Big Brother site, they wanted to know what your favorite Phil Allen photo was. What was your favorite one?
My favorite what?
Your Phil Allen, you know, Philip Allen, his photo.
Oh, my photo?
Yeah, with all the photos that you took, what was your favorite? Did you have a favorite?
Philip Allen is, like, a freaking genius.
He's amazing.
Because it's, like, you go, and he's, like, stand here, sit there. And, like, literally, you're standing in a place for, like, 5 seconds, and you're done. And he's, like, I got it. And so I was amazed by all the pictures. But the one on my Facebook profile is the one that I like. It's the one that he showed me while we were taking pictures. It's off on brick wall. I mean, he made me look 10,000 times more fabulous than what I really do look like in person.
Well,
so thank you, Philip Allen.
Yeah, he's a really great photographer, and he does a really good job in that. That's one thing. I know, Lydia, you've had your photos taken with him quite a bit lately too, right?
Yeah, the pink hair was, like, unexpected, because I didn't expect to, like, dye my hair pink or whatever, but when he found out, he's like, I have to take photos of you with pink hair. And he's like, now we just have to wait for the blonde hair.
Yeah, so speaking of hair, I saw a tweeter today, or whatever you call that thing, that you have a new hair color. Do you want to break it live on the Rad Reality Show what the color is?
Yeah, I'm back to platinum blonde.
So we hear it live. She doesn't have to tweet it tonight.
Yeah, Lydia's back to blonde. It's like, what I was going for is, you know, Lady Gaga color, and it definitely turned out, so I will show pictures later, but the tips in the back are kind of like a little bit lavender, so it's fun. I'm not cutting my hair anyone. I was just asking people's opinions.
So, let's go to a check or another phone call, and I thought I pushed the button. 781.
Hi.
Hi,
Lydia. Hi. 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 Hi, this is Anne-Marie from Boston. Lydia, and hi, Panther and Ron. I'm looking forward to you coming to New Hampshire for Toys for Tots.
Yay!
The weather's been kind of really great up here, so dress warm. I mean, dress
cool. Okay.
Because it's just sweater type, but it's in December. But have you guys had any offers for commercials or anything?
Well, I just did a photo shoot for Rebel Inc. magazine,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really into photography, and I'm into, like, really kind of outside the box, like, fashion and, like, makeup and everything, so that's kind of, like, what I'm passionate about and showcasing my artwork. I've had no, like, commercials. I don't want to be an actor or anything, but, you know, that's for me. I don't know about Kevin, so you can answer that one, Kevin.
Nothing.
Kevin?
I'm back to being a graphic designer.
Yeah. And are you being recognized a lot? Do people come up to you a lot during the days?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, Lydia, when we were at Disneyland, tell me if you agree, but I felt like every 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Well, like, at Disneyland, there were a couple crazy moments. Like, there was a woman that filmed us, like, Michelle, Kevin, and myself, without us knowing. She said hi to us while we were going into the Haunted Mansion, and then Like, all of a sudden, we were, like, walking and waiting to get on, like, this little train, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, you guys, wasn't that the woman that just said hi to me? And Kevin's like, yeah, she's filming us. And it was just kind of, like, unusual. We were like, okay. I mean, there were some, like, odd moments here and there.
Yeah.
I personally love when people recognize me. I think it's so...
it's fun to get to talk to people that watch the show.
Yeah,
have you been watching...
Like...
Oh, sorry. Have you been watching any of the replays? Have you seen any of that?
I try to stay away from that. I try to stay away because, like, it's hard for me to watch the stuff because it's just, like, reliving all those emotions and why I got upset. So it's hard.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hi. And Kevin's not coming to the Toys for Tots, right? Is he going up?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Too bad. Well, Lydia, I'll see you there. My friends and we're all getting ready to come up. So,
sweet. I'm excited to see you.
Oh, we can't wait. So you guys
cool.
have a good night.
Anne-Marie.
Bye.
Hey, Anne-Marie. You
yes?
need to make sure you tell Panther how many people will be coming with you if you get a chance or send
oh,
me a
sure,
letter.
Yeah. I'm going to give Panther a call. She let me know all about it. Thanks to her. So we're all excited.
Okay, that's good. Good.
Okay, thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you for
much.
The call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kevin, I really didn't want to ambush you with it, but, Panther and everything, we're doing a thing up in New Hampshire, Toys for Tots, and I know Lydia's going to be there, and Michelle's going to be there, and Ronnie's going to be there. And,
speaking of, I just got a text message from Ronnie. He says, hello to you both, and he misses you guys.
Oh, I miss Ronnie.
So we'll talk
My
about
heart.
That.
Give him a chest bump for me.
that was
I love Ronnie. Ronnie is amazing. I liked Ronnie. I told him this. When we were going through the casting process, the minute I saw Ronnie taking the psych exam, I was like, I like him.
I'll be honest, that is one of my most memorable moments of the show is that fight. That was one of my classics, that the chest bump one is a classic.
Oh, I know. I don't even know what it was about, honestly. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so long. After a couple weeks, I forget what they were about to, but it was a classic fight. I'll have to go down in Big Brother history as one to remember.
I have a question from BB Boston.
Good.
Kevin, is it true you have friends on The Amazing Race, and if so, who are they?
I do. Megan and Shane, they're on The Amazing Race, and they're the final four right now. I totally like them. And, what's funny is both me, I actually know Shane more, both me and Shane were like, you know, huge fans of the both shows that we applied for, me, Big Brother, and him, Amazing Race. And we both were like, God, we got to apply for these shows. So we both applied at the same time, and we both got on at the same time. And what's funny is, you know how you're not supposed to tell anyone? Well, we both told each other that we both got on the show, like, literally a week before we left, because we were so geeked out. We were like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, yeah.
Yay.
So, let's go to
And by the way, Kevin, too, if you can make it to Toys for Tots, I have been trying to get a hold of you, but your email is just so jam-packed.
Oh, God. Wait, I'll ask Lydia the details, because I remember she was talking to me about it, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I know that you had told Chelsea during her years and Lydia's Real Player chat, you were like, Toys for Tots, get a hold of me. And we did, and we just haven't heard back from you. And I'm like, I know his mail is just so out of control right now.
Sorry, yeah. I'll get the deets from Miss Lydia.
Yeah. We would love to have you, and Lydia knows that. I've been telling her since September to talk to you.
Yeah, that's the price of...
Will it be snowing? Because I've never seen snow before, and I would die if it was snowing.
And Ken, it actually did snow last year on the day of the event.
Ooh.
See, Kevin, there's potential for snow. And you know who's going to be there? Cowboy is going to be there. And he was supposed to be, like, in our clique. So So I feel like I should say sorry to him that I couldn't hold on to a toilet bowl longer.
He might be listening. I don't think he is today. He usually listens into the show. I don't think he was able to do it today because he had family stuff to do. But, yeah, Kevin, Cowboy always complains about you guys not making it. So would you like to have had Cowboy in the house with you, Kevin?
Yes. I think, no, I seriously
I
think.
That's a question.
Well, okay, Kevin, go.
I was just joking. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I loved Cowboy when I saw him on the show. I loved his season. It was so addicting, that little DNA twist. And,
but I think, Kevin, like, okay, tell me if you think this too. Like, if we would have known the four potentials, I think as a collective whole, we probably would have rooted and been like, we have to let Cowboy in because I don't think he would cause as much damage as, like, the other three potentially to come into the house. Because Jessica was a smart player. Brian was, like, a tough player, and Jesse was a tough player. So I think, like, Cowboy seems like the most.
Final two his season. I mean, he's one of those that you underestimate, and then he makes it to the end, like Jordan, myself, you know, like those players that always make it to the end.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have won him in there because of the numbers and because he's so likable.
Yeah.
He is a really likable guy and everything. And normally, like I said, normally he would listen in and maybe would call him, but today he had family stuff to do, he told me, so he was unable to be here. And but he would have sent him his best to you guys. I'm going to go ahead. If you guys call in, make sure you push the number one, for I know that you guys are queued in to wanting to talk.
You're wrong. I got to bounce in like 15 minutes. That's okay.
No, that's perfect. It's usually that long anyways.
Okay.
I put it for 2 hours just in case we had, you know, a big thing and you were able to stay, but I only usually do it for an hour and a half. So 15 minutes is great. Thank you, Kevin, like I said again, for being part of the show and everything. Let's pick this one because I think this one, you don't push one. Ram, are you there? You want to ask a question to everyone?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, Lydia.
Hi.
Lydia, how are you? Yeah, my name is Doug. I'm from the Bronx. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I wanted to take everyone back to the first night of Big Brother After Dark. Now, this is July 9th, the week you got nominated with Shima, right? Is that right? So this is the first night for all of us. We didn't, none of us saw anything that happened prior. So it seemed like 2 minutes after they went on air, here we see you tearing up on the couch, and, you know, you see all the guy, you know, all the people in the house, you know, consoling you, especially Ronnie. And then 30 minutes later, you're in the splish-splash room. Kevin's with you. And you talk about how you talked about how Jesse bragged about him and his two fingers. Do you remember this?
Him and what?
Yeah, you're breaking up just
him and
Kevin.
His two fingers. Do you remember this?
Oh my God, I'm so not even answering any of those questions. Honestly, it's ridiculous.
I'm asking. That's not the question I'm asking. I'm just going through the first night. Then later that night, when you told him about how, you know, you went into the sauna room and you talked about how you were not going to out, and, you know, and some of you were just having fun. So let me just ask you this. That week, and then, you know, I would say even later that week, you and Russell were going back and forth. Right? You were back and forth. And, I mean, in a, you know, he got caught in the mix that you were very nice. Was that your strategy that first week, saying, okay, I won't ever vote you? Because, you know, you got in the nomination at that time, and then later on, you threw in Braden's name in the mix.
You keep on breaking up, but what I can tell you from the first week is, like, I got the shitty end of the stick. Like, Jesse listened to Natalie because she wanted me out, like, and I wasn't the only person that brought up Braden's name, and, like, I mean, I don't know what else you want to know about that. You just try to survive the first week.
Right. I mean, was the whole thing with Jesse, the internship with Jesse and all that, was that all strategy, or did you really feel that way? That's what I was.
No, I mean, like, any, okay, Kevin can attest to this. Like, it was not strategy at all, me liking Jesse. Like, that was genuine. I genuinely cared about him. So, like, within that first week, I just thought that he could relate to me by being judged based on appearance. So it was, I mean, we had, like, really kind of, I think, more personal talks than anybody else in the house that first week. So being nominated by him, that really hurt my feelings. And Kevin, like, time and time again had to remind me, this is a game, these are power moves people are making, this is why this is happening. So honestly, I really didn't go in there with a strategy. I thought I could go in there and actually make friends, and I did make a really close lifelong friend in Kevin. So yeah, I mean, shit, Kevin could tell you I didn't have strategy going in that house.
Okay, well, one thing, I take it back, it was like a night in August, the night that Shima also got to it, and also with Michelle as well. What was your take on that whole night? Because that was, to me, the best
night. I was happy I wasn't Shima, Michelle, or Russell, but, I mean, Kevin only has a few more minutes, so, like, people, ask your Kevin questions.
Yeah, I want to let you go. Thank you for the call. Plus, your mic was breaking up, and I got one more. Yeah, thank you. I was going to say that, too. Keep trying to keep Kevin. Kevin's only here for a couple more minutes, so let's keep Kevin. And Kevin, I got a question for you. I know it's a game question again. You there, Kevin?
Uh-huh.
What did you think about when Shima threw the mic in the poll? What was going through your head? I mean, when you saw that she did that and all that stuff that went down that night, I mean, what was going through your head with that situation?
Oh, God, I think at the moment I was thinking, is this really going on? Is this really happening? It was so surreal, and I was getting frustrated because I was spending so much energy trying to, at the time, that was my alliance, Shima, Natalie, and Lydia, and they were crumbling before my eyes, and I couldn't say anything or do anything that would, like, stop them from, like, self-imploding, and Shima just, she was just like a train, and I couldn't stop her. And when that happened, I knew instantly that, oh, my God, this is serious. Like, something's serious about to go down. I thought that they were going to be like, hey, Shima, you're going to have to pay $4,000. And then Shima would be like, screw you, I'm leaving. But it turned out the other way, so.
Right. And I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to address that. Let's bring up the next caller, 816. You're going to be up in a second. 816, name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Kevin. This question's for you. I just wondered if you agreed with me and a lot of the fans that the reason the first week went the way it did is because Russell and Jesse were seriously jealous over Jeff, his looks, his personality, his wit, all of that kind of thing, and everything just went downhill from there. Because there was no other reason I can think of that Jeff would have been on the outs, as nice a guy as he was. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't know. You would have to definitely ask Russell and Jesse that. My personal opinion is that with Jesse coming into the house, that dynamic brought in the fact that there's a past house guest who has played the game, right? And Jesse, who played the game, knew that as soon as I come in the house, we have to start playing the game right away. So he brought in that kind of atmosphere where, oh, my God, we have to start playing. So that's why immediately, day one, including Ronnie, everybody started to hustle and start playing the game really hard. And it seemed like everyone except a couple of people were doing that. And those couple of people who were not playing the game, you know, like kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, and everybody else was kind of looking at them like, hey, why are we hustling to stay here and you're not? And that's, I think, why Jeff stuck out and why Braden kind of stuck out, because they kind of were just like, hey, party, let's just hang out, let's just, you know, kick in and have fun, and everybody else was like scratching and clawing within like 5 days. So I think that's my personal opinion as to why Jeff got singled out like that.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of it, though. I just couldn't figure it out because he seemed like such a nice guy, you know, in with the group. And then to be singled out like that, I just, you know, with them being shorter, like 5'6", and trying, you know, constantly out there ripping around with their muscles and wearing no shirts and thought they were the hottest thing walking, Jeff had to do nothing, and all the girls were always commenting how hot he was. And
yeah. I never was. Jeff's looking, but not for me. So Kevin and I never made comments.
Yeah, Kevin did. Kevin did.
Kevin got edited to, and he got baited to.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks for the call. Bye-bye, Kevin.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jeff definitely is a hottie. I mean he was casted specifically for
as a hot guy.
Hottie. Yeah, so
right.
I mean he definitely fulfilled it. I mean I remember looking at him and seeing him on the stairs thinking, oh God, who's this salt and pepper hottie? I remember seeing him in the van thinking, oh God, this guy is a hottie.
So I know you made a couple comments during the live feeds and everything, and I know there was many times that I've heard comments from you, you know, on the live feeds that you kind of, like, talked about him being hot and everything. So, yeah, I agree. 603, well, let's get you up on the phone line. And you there, 603?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Hey, it's Ben from the Boom Boom Room.
Yes.
Hi.
For Kevin.
Hey, Lydia, how you doing? Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Ben.
You got a question?
I got a fluffy question for you.
Uh-oh.
What was your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Who's this for, Lydia or me?
Both of you.
For you.
Oh, Lydia, my favorite ride was the Tower of Terror. What was? Oh, my God. Lydia, send me the picture. I haven't seen it.
I'll send you the picture.
Okay.
I love everything at Disneyland. I just love Disneyland in general, so. Love everything.
Nice. I do too.
Good.
Lydia, one quick question. I saw the thing on the Twitter with your new hair color. I think Ron asked it earlier, but I left the room just as he was. What was the new hair color?
Oh, it's like platinum, like white blonde. It's like pretty much like the way I had it in the house, but like a little bit whiter. So kind of like Lady Gaga influenced, I guess. Like I'll show pictures later, but yeah. Pink is gone. Blonde is in.
Yeah, I like the blonde.
Thanks.
One more question for Kevin.
Yeah.
How long have you been saying the word biznatch?
Since his birth. Since the day he was born.
Oh, okay. I thought I had made it up back in 2004. That's why I was asking.
That word is not my word. It's... Everybody's been saying that before me, so it's not like I coined it. It's definitely just something I said a lot in the house, which I got in heat for saying. But
really?
You got heat for it?
Yeah, because people think it's derogatory towards females. So I do apologize for all the females out there who think it's derogatory.
Gee whiz, you're doing a lot of apologizing tonight. Sorry about that.
Okay,
all right,
Kevin,
we'll
get going soon. Ben, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks for talking, guys. And great show, Ron.
No, thank you for calling in, and thank you for the comment.
Take care, guys.
Okay, Kevin, let's do this real quick. What's your Twitter account?
It's K Campbellicious.
Okay.
K Campbell, like Campbell Soup.
And do you have a Facebook that you are accepting people on?
Yeah, it's the same thing. My Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube account are all the same, K Campbellicious. So subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't, because I'm going to be posting some stuff there probably tomorrow night.
Do you have a web page or anything extra? No,
just my YouTube
like that.
And Facebook and Twitter, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and we're hoping Lydia will give you the information about Toys for Tots. It's 2 weeks away, the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and you said you need to get going, so I'm going to let you go. And,
okay.
Lydia, you
thanks for having
for
me, Ron.
No, thank you. And maybe we'll do it again before Big Brother starts or whenever you have a chance. I'll hook you up. I'm on your Twitter. I know I'm on your Twitter. I don't think I'm on your Facebook, actually. So I had to look for your Facebook, get you on my Facebook and everything.
I'm on his Facebook, Ron.
So I'll have to find you through Panther.
Make sure to send me when you send a friend request, send me a little message so I can pick you out.
I'll make sure. I usually write, Brad Reilly's show and everything, but
I just have a quick comment too for Kevin before he leaves.
What up, Panther?
Kujako, the man in the banana suit.
Yes, this guy has a banana suit, actually, guys.
He says that he loves you, and he loves you, Lydia.
I love him too.
So
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He's funny. He does have a banana suit. He's in the chat a lot.
I've seen it.
Yes, I know you guys tweet you guys a lot. I believe he's one of your guys' big tweeter. And he comes to our chat rooms. Like, we do a tiny chat once in a while, and he will pop in there and all the time. So he's one of my big supporters, too. So we got to give him a shout-out. So shout-out to Nick.
Jacko.
Yeah, his real name is Nick. So, thank you,
and
Kevin,
if you do make it to Toys for Tots, dress warm because you will be in the Christmas parade.
Can I bring like tons of scarves?
Absolutely. I was hoping you were going to ask that.
Oh my God!
And you'll get to meet the famous Ron Rad too, because I'll be there with my buddy Corey from Rock of Love, and we'll be doing live broadcasts from there too. So that's going to be awesome. That's one thing I was going to talk about. And everything. So, but Kevin, it was great. All day when I heard that Lydia says you would do it yesterday, all day I was thinking, I'm excited to have Kevin on the show. So it was great.
Yeah, finally get to talk to you.
And like I said, Michelle, I know Michelle wants to probably have you back on when she's able to be here too. So maybe she can, we can hook someone up where you can come back with Michelle being on here and everything. So, thank you. I'm going to let you go because I know you said you need to hop out. But, Lydia, can you stay for a second? We can talk Toys and Tots for a second.
Okay? Yeah, sure. Bye, Kevin. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll talk
to
you later.
Thank you, Kevin. I hope to see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, Panther. Bye, Ron.
Bye. Okay, I wanted to let him go because I know he said he had a bounce and everything. But I wanted us to do a little, promo of Toys for Tots before. That's one reason I just set for time. I didn't want to have to do the over podcast where people can listen to this part. So guys, now it might be a little stall a little bit, but Toys for Tots is coming up, and I wanted us to plug it, and I even got us a little emotional, little music. So if you're on the phone line and you haven't pushed one, I probably won't take no more calls for the night, but you can stay and listen if you're listening. That's what. And everything, but thank you guys for coming into the show. Stay with us. We're going to be, like I said, I want to plug Toys for Tots. I'm trying to find the song that I put up. I got this a little motivational. I didn't get the one that I asked in the tweet. I did download it, but I wanted a little more. I got this little classic music. This is coming up. We're going to be meeting in New Hampshire.
Rocking around. Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
Okay, now we got a little vibe for Christmas. Lydia, are you not ready to go up to New Hampshire and party with us around the Christmas tree?
I'm totally ready to come to New Hampshire, but you have to remember, Ron, I'm the girl that, loves Halloween, so I'm going to definitely bring all of my Nightmare Before Christmas sweaters and little scarves and Jack Skellington gloves. Because at my house, we definitely have a Nightmare Before Christmas styled Christmas.
I also have a proposal for you, Lydia, but I'm not going to do it on the air.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
I have a really cool proposal for you.
So, Olivia, are you telling me I'm going to have to be scared because you're going to be, like, all spooky Christmas time?
Well, like, honestly, I've never been that, you know, kid that goes along with all the others, especially during, like, holidays. So, no, I'll just be the girl all in black. Don't worry. Nothing scary. I'll just be the one that has, like, her Jack and Sally hoodie on and stuff like that. Nothing spooky. I'm not going to, like, do any pranks on anybody, but... I won't have a Santa hat on.
No,
unless it's black.
Wow.
My proposal might have just gone.
You know, you might have to do that to Corey. Corey might have to be the proposal.
Yeah, maybe.
Corey is going to be there. She's from Rock of Love 2. And we have Cowboy going to be there from season 5. We have Ronnie, and we have, who else is there? Michelle Costa, and then Michelle Nuna. And it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th. You can go to my webpage. I put a little thing together. And
Alex from BB9 is supposed to get back to me tonight, too. He's on the cusp.
Yeah, and there's a couple other on the cups. Some other Rock the Love people. So it's going to be a great time. If you guys get a chance, like I said, go to my webpage. You can go to my webpage, www.theradrealityshow.us, and you can donate. You can, like, look up there to the 4th place, and you can see Toys for Tots. And we're going to do live broadcasts from there. Me and Corey already said we're going to be bringing our cameras to death there. And I know, Lydia, you're probably going to be bringing your camera, and Panther's going to have her camera, and I believe Real Player's going to have their camera. And so there's going to be coverage. There's going to be live chats. I'm planning on doing, like, I think we're going to do it in the Big Brother fan club place. We're going to do some live, video chats. So if you can't come, you're going to be able to donate through a way to donate to Toys for Tots. And,
oh, yes, we
like,
have an address, too.
Yes, do the address real quick.
I need to look that up. Hold on.
Okay.
It's Express It. 800 Islington Street, Portsmouth, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
So, yes, if you need to donate and you want to just send a little check to Toys for Tots and the whole thing, do
or
that
donate
at a PO Box. I know the week of Toys for Tots, the week before Toys for Tots, I'm planning on trying to get all the guests that are going to be coming back on Monday and Tuesday. We'll probably split it up where we don't have, you know, everyone on the – maybe we'll do, like, one night I was telling Panther I like to get everyone on the line, and then the next night we'll still maybe do a little bit and do, like a little telethon-type deal, too, maybe.
Sounds fun.
And thank you, Lydia, for coming tonight.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Akavana.
And Michelle Costa will be back next week, because next week, do you watch the show, Lydia? Do you watch the Tool Academy?
No, I totally do.
Well,
we have the winners of Tool Academy 1.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That girl is so cute.
Josh and Ashley
will be here. And
yes. Oh, my God. She was so adorable.
Well, feel free to call in if you want to say hey to them.
Okay.
We're going to be doing like a year. It's a year ago they got actually married. So We're planning on flashbacking for this season and talk about this season. And we're going to, you know, and they can say what they have been, you know, thinking about this season and how great the season was or how bad the season was and what they thought about the season. And then we're also going to be talking about the year of how they, you know, were married a year ago, how the year, you know, of their marriage life since the Tool Academy.
Very cool.
It's going to be an awesome show. Me and Michelle will be hosting it like always. Like I said, I have to say thank you again for Lydia for hosting, guest co-hosting, as I called it today, for with me, and Kevin for being part of the show. Sorry, guys, I'm not reading the chat room. I haven't read it almost all night. When I read the chat room, I kind of get distracted.
Yeah, I get distracted, too. Don't worry.
Yeah,
Facebook
so I
can't get on it.
What did you
say? Same here. Yeah, I couldn't get on Facebook either.
So we thank you for the time. We thank you for the show, or thank you for the coming to the show. Go to my webpage. There's some stuff you can do. Oh, wait, I got to do one more thing after I plug my webpage. www.theradrealityshow.us. You can donate there for my help, you know, help me out fund. I don't know how to call it. It's just I need some help with some little things I want to do with the show. I want to take it to the premiere status, and I want to do a couple things. So I'm asking for like $5, and I'm going to give something back if you donate. And then also look for Toys for Tots. You can listen to archives there. You can also I'm making some games about Big Brother and reality shows. They'll be going up in the next couple of days. I make little fun games about them. So they'll be adding to that site soon. But before we go, I want Lydia, you to plug your stuff.
Oh, no, I mean, I just, like, Kevin's supposed to redo my website for me, but it's Lydia Yum Yum, and, like, I have to put a bunch of art on it tonight and, like, jewelry that I've been making because my sister and I actually have a jewelry line coming out, so it's going to be on my website before Christmas, and I'm really excited to show you guys what I do. So just, like, hit me up on Twitter, guys. It's Too Much Lydia for you. I love talking to people, and I am the Twitter queen, so I don't know, just follow me and see what I do because I definitely, like, post, you know, my videos and pictures and let, like, people that are interested in Big Brother and me and Kevin and everyone else I hang out with, I, like, definitely try to keep, like, you guys involved with what's going on even though Big Brother is over.
Well, thank you for the time. Thank you for...
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Panther. I'll talk to you later because I have to give you, like, flight information and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you need any bodyguards going out of the airport? And am I supposed to, like,
we already told Ronnie how he has to get out of the airport because as soon as Ronnie comes in, we have to, like, pick him up and fly back to pick up Cowboy in an hour.
And probably us because I'm going to shoot for that time, too. But,
wow.
Yeah. And if you're coming at the time you told me, that'll be perfect.
Oh, no, I am. Don't worry.
Okay.
So
I'll send you, like, the information.
So I'm going to try to be there to protect you guys.
You're so sweet, Ron. Thanks.
Yeah, because no, she told me I had to do it. She told me I had to.
Pick them up and swoosh. Sorry, no time for autographs. Come Sunday.
No. but then I'm going to be all over you and saying, I want your autograph. No, I'm just joking. Corey will be with me, so I'll have to make sure she gets out of there, too. So, yeah, so Big Ron will have to make sure everyone's taken care of. So thank you guys for coming to the show. I'm going to close it. Like I said, I put it 2 hours tonight because we usually go overtime anyways. And I was like, let's just go ahead and throw it 2 hours in case Kevin could stay. And but we thank you for calling in, Lydia. We thank you, Panther, for helping me. Give a shout out to Whitney for helping me. Like I said, she's kind of our new help for the show. I really appreciate her. She did a great job again tonight. Go to my page, www.theradrealityshow.us. You can find information on the blog talk site. Find me on Twitter. Find me at – there's so many things. We even have a new social network me and Corey has come up with. It's called I'm. It's you can find that on my Twitter. Join up for the social network. Oh, tomorrow night the show will be a lighter side of reality TV. We're going to kind of theme on the lighter side of reality TV, and we're going to talk about some reality stories that have had. Corey will be joining me live again as the co-host, and we're going to be doing some lighter side of reality. We might even have a couple special guests, you know, and also come back tomorrow night, and we'll talk to y'all. You want to say goodbye, Lydia? Give them
bye, everyone.
I hate saying goodbye. That's why I always usually pop over
you
the.
You stall
podcast.
It. You so stall it.
I still stall, don't I? I don't know. I just hate saying goodbye.
please. On that note, I'm going to go eat some dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to listening to music and doing art stuff. But thanks, Ron. Thanks, Panther.
You're welcome. See you in 3 weeks.
Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.